See, if bhakti yoga requires faith and acceptance, but then we also have a questioning nature. So do we have to give up that questioning nature to practice bhakti? No, not at all. The capacity to question, the capacity to doubt, that is a sign of intelligence actually. In the Bhagavatam, which is the Bhagavat Puran, which is a prominent bhakti text, there are five characteristics of intelligence that is described. Atha samshayo viparyasa, that it says doubt, it begins with doubt. Then it is apprehension. Then there is assertment. Then there is memory. So like that, there are different characteristics of intelligence that are described. It's a gullible person will just believe whatever they are told. But it is only an intelligent person who can doubt. At the same time, doubt is a characteristic of intelligence. But doubt is not the only characteristic of the intelligence. When we are sick, at that time, if anybody and everybody, especially if you live in a community of people, if somebody is sick, almost so many people become like self-appointed medical advisors. You know, try this medicine, try this therapy, eat this thing, do that thing. So now we can't just believe everyone and follow everyone. So that doubt is required. But at the same time, if we keep doubting even a bona fide doctor, then we will stay sick. So we have to evaluate. And then we have to, especially when we go to a doctor, we take a gulp of faith when we take a medicine. So now that faith is not blind faith, it is reasonable faith. The difference between reasonable faith and blind faith is twofold. Reasonable faith is sensible and verifiable. Sensible means, say if my stomach is upset and I go to a doctor and the doctor says, we have to amputate your leg. So what? It doesn't make any sense. He says, oh, you got acidity in your stomach, take these pills. Okay, that makes sense. So similarly, when we study the Bhagavad Gita, when we study the bhakti texts, if we try to understand the worldview, it will make sense for us. So I said that the questioning attitude is also channeled in bhakti, because by default, the world around us is materialistic. And most people will be materialistic. It is only the people who have the capacity to question, they will ask, is there something more to life? Is there something more to life than just working hard, getting a degree, getting a job, having a family, growing old, getting diseased and dying? Is there something more to life? The capacity to ask this question is vital for spiritual growth. So now when we ask this question, that is a sign of intelligence. But then there are spiritual traditions which answer these questions. So the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhakti texts offer us a worldview. And if you analyze that worldview, that will make sense. So it's sensible. And not only is it sensible, it's like when we go to a doctor and the doctor gives this medicine, he says, you take this for 3 days, your stomach will be better. Okay, then if you take it for 3 days, it's verifiable if it works or not. So similarly, when we practice bhakti yoga, now experiencing ourselves as souls and seeing the divine, these may take a long time. But the bhakti texts describe a trajectory. There are landmarks in that inner journey. And one of the landmarks is that the negative emotions within us will go down. The anger will go down. The worry will go down. The negativity will go down. The cravings and the addictions will go down. And this, why is this happening? Because we are experiencing something higher. When we get better food, then we feel there is no need for eating some rotten food. So when we are craving for certain things in this world, but we experience something higher, then those cravings go down. So that pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, the Bhagavad Gita says you can experience directly the result. The experience in terms of detachment from unhealthy material emotions or objects. That will be like a confirmatory test for us. Yeah, this works. And as we keep moving forward, we will get higher spiritual experiences also. So actually the questioning faculty is vital for spiritual growth. But if we keep questioning everything and never commit to something, that's like questioning every doctor and never taking any medicine. So we can question, we should question, but at the same time, so the questioning spirit and the faithful spirit, they're not contradictory. We question, and based on the answer that we get for the question, then we put faith. And if we put faith and do certain things, then we get some experiences. So some questions are answered deeper at that level at that time also. Okay? So thank you very much. Yeah?